Blog Talk Radio.
Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. Welcome, and let's have some fun. It's Thursday night, and guess what? You guys know that I've got my lovely hostess in the back wings, and we're going to be bringing in the phenomenal, the one, the only, Dina Flanagan, the psychic who's not only born with this gift, she's been doing this for over 25 years. She is a very deep soul reader. One of the things we love about Dina is Dina's very intense, she's very real, and she's very much a healer and here with us on Psychics Gone Wild. So I want you guys to just relax a minute. I'm having a little bit of trouble with the phones. So we're going to do another minute and a half of Dream Area with Transcend. Don't go anywhere, and I'll be right back. Thank you, guys. Well, this is what we've got, and we've got Mountain Diva working in the room to get some people in. We've got a few calls here, and we've got Dina on the line. And ironically, they won't let us play with Facebook. They won't let us play with Twitter, and they're not letting us have into anything. So thank you, Diana and Mountain Diva, those of you going out and putting out our name out there for us to promote. We always bring them in, and as Dina called in, the people started calling on the phone. Psychic Jethro had, I don't know, something tickling his nose, and I want it to stop now. So here we are. Dina, what are you doing?
Wow. Well, you know, there's a good thing there's only one of me, I'll tell you. No.
Yeah, and we were teasing because you left us last week while you went out and partied, and I told everybody.
Yeah.
But where's the love? She's having a good time, and we're stranded.
I was thinking about you, really.
We were thinking about you, and if you heard in, we got a little nuts here, and everybody was going, where's Dina, and what have you done to her? And I'm like, she's psychic. I heard she was out dancing. And they were all like, oh, fine. Well, we love you. I'm so glad you're back. Dina, while you were gone, I became a certified American Federation psychic.
Nice.
Very
awesome.
Nice. I am going to work with them, and I'm very much promoting with all of us. I'm going to work with all of us here on Psychics Gone Wild with our family. We've added Shelly Seitz is now going to be here live on Saturdays, and we're going to do some psychic operations. We're having all of you individuals put in for the listeners, and they're going to put in three lucky winners on Saturday. We'll be on the show, and Shelly will give them the astrology for half an hour. They will also be giving their time with Pamela Cummings is going to come on. We've got Janine Reagan and Sinclair from United Kingdom with me and Kelly, and we're going to psychically operate and see what fun we can cause on Saturdays here now.
Well, that sounds like fun.
That's what I laughed. I told him, I said, we'll talk to Dina. She never gets to give up her weekends, but she left us. So we're going to get you on one of those days on a Saturday and have you do some psychic healing to him, too. I told him, I said, we're going to flap him on the table and see what fun we can do.
And it is fun, too.
So going in, we've got a lot of people on the phones already. They started filling. 678. This is Psychic's Gone Wild, and this is Jethro and Dina. How are you, 678?
Good afternoon, Jethro and Tina. I'd like to thank you both for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling in. And can we get a first name? And I'm sure I feel like you've got some questions here.
Actually, I just want to see what you guys can read for me in spirit. My name is Craig, by the way. I just want to see what y'all see coming from me. Anything positive that I may need to be aware of, or anything that I might not be aware of that I should pay attention to at this time.
Your name?
Craig.
Yes.
I keep getting broken things again. It's like, oh, so you want to know something that, just anything?
Yes. Oh, pretty much random reading.
Well, are you looking for a new job?
Yes.
Because I'm feeling like there's going to be three opportunities for you. Three opportunities coming in. Is one already been offered?
I submitted an application. Three applications. Two came back to me, basically stated that I didn't qualify, and I'm waiting to hear back from the other.
Okay, so those are the three that I'm seeing. That's what I'm hearing, that you had one reply and you did three and had one reply. So you still get the other ones coming in. And I feel like there's a possibility in one of those. But I'm also hearing to keep looking. So, like, you can take one of those, that's fine. But I feel like the job for you isn't quite there, isn't one of those. You know what I'm saying? And so you'll know it. You'll feel it. Yes, no, you know, when you get them in. And if it just doesn't work out, the one for you is coming, not too far away. So keep the faith, keep the patience, and it will be there.
Okay, great.
Mm. We thank you for calling in, Craig. And I do remember last time, I think part of it, and I apologize, though, if you guys call in, we've got a really cool energy. You have someone from the other side that's kind of watching out for you. We had talked about relationship the last time you called. I remember she's a very attractive African-American woman.
I don't have a relationship right now, but I was looking forward to it.
Okay. Well,
I'm
going to tease you guys today. I don't know what's going on, but Jethro's radar on reading on love has been wild. So bear with me. I'm kind of testing you guys at calling on the phone because I have been reading all day and everything's really there in my intensity. But love, I think Venus is testing me to see if I will start drinking again. No, I'm just kidding. Just one of those days. So Craig, I'm sorry?
Do you see something coming from me before this relationship?
I do see something coming, and I also see that there's really a very strong love for you. I do see that the other part of your energy, Craig, and what the guys are saying here is that this lady on the other side whose past is part of what we're having. It's like she is it's like the phones. If you could hear us on the other end, you sound like you're in this like really cool energy. It's just like swirling, and there's a lot of energy in it. Unfortunately, like Dina's heart, I have a little trouble hearing you, like we said, through Maine, but I'm getting you in Florida and energy of it, and I do see there's going to be a relationship. They're telling me that she's already got someone that she decides she's going to bring in that you're going to really like. She's going to bring them in, and you're going to notice them, and there's going to be some very intense music being played when it happens, and you're going to, she's joking about spaghetti. She says you're going to end up wearing spaghetti.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do, and I like this, you guys. I love you guys calling in. Craig, we thank you. Please do a follow.
Thank you.
And make sure you guys are putting in at psychicsgonewild.com because we are giving those prizes away. We are also looking to pick three of you who'd like to come in and do the reading. Saturday is going to be three lucky winners who will be on with all of us. We're going to have you in the table with four or five of us all helping you, probably simultaneously. Some people, you know, get pushy, so you may get more than one person helping at the same time. We have done that. But we just really are welcoming all of you guys that are tuning in. We have now hired also and got on our family a new psychic who works with animals. She's a surprise, and you guys won't get to know until this weekend who that is. So we're having fun. 813, you're on next on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you, 813?
I'm doing well. How are you, Jethro?
Really good. I welcome you for calling in. We're having a lot of fun. And can I tease you and try to read your relationship, or should I mind my own business again?
No, that's why I'm calling in, because I need to know what's going on there.
And I'm glad you did. And I said, I'm here in Tampa, and I had some people tease me tonight because I'm getting stuff, but my guides are, and I don't know if it's because of all of the extra work or they just want to tease me. We all have our days. It's also chilly here, and I've become Goldilocks, and I want it warm. So, Dina, would you help her first?
What's your name?
Brenda.
Brenda. Brenda, you're in a relationship now, or that's what I'm saying?
No. I'm not in a relationship.
Did you just come through one?
No.
What's that?
I'm hoping to be in one.
Okay, because there's one that's definitely, like, it's in your energy field. What I'm saying is it's in your energy field. So if you haven't come through one, you're not in one. There's one that's not far. It might even be somebody you already know. Are you interested in somebody you know?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what they're showing me. This person's already in your energy field. So I feel like in this person you're interested in, they're not available quite yet?
Okay. Jethro had given me a reading and basically told me that there was two people that were possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one guy that I'm really, really interested in. I finally realized who the two that Jethro had told me about are. I didn't know who they were, but I just really realized who they are. But there's one guy that I'm really, really interested in. And he is, I don't think he's in, well, I'm almost positive he's not in a relationship at all.
Well, yeah, no, it doesn't have to be a relationship, but I'm feeling like he's not available yet. Like he's not available, like, to be the person you want to be. Do you see what I'm saying by available?
Okay, so he's not available, like, emotionally?
Yes, right now. They're saying right now. Yeah. So it will. They will be, but just right now, it's not. Oh my goodness! Strange energy. It's just went whizzing by. anyway, so yeah, we're talking about the person that you already know. That's the one I'm seeing.
Well, I know both. Okay, there's two people. One, I don't know if you could distinguish.
Uh-huh.
One is
this person
Leo.
Has darker hair.
I'm sorry?
This person has darker hair than the other.
Darker hair than you?
Than the other person. The one
okay.
of them has darker hair.
That's the one I'm interested in.
Yeah.
These ladies, I love it. Amber.
Yeah, yeah. That's the one that's coming up. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's
do you
stronger.
See something in the future with us? I mean, does it look like that you do you see us together in the future?
Well, that's a stronger connection. That it's not available yet, but if you hold on, if you play your cards right or have the patience for it, then there's a possibility of it being together in the future.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Very
patient.
Uh-oh, that word. They just said the P word, and it's like patience. And I also am seeing that, and I agree very much with this. And like I said, today's been so wild with it, I'm going to refrain a little bit from it because I'm not sure if Cupid wants to shoot me or what. This week we've been so intense with relationships, too, that I do know that as those of you who are going into these relationships, make sure you're doing your light work. You know, if you're sitting down and you're doing light work prayers and you're saying, I want this person, make sure you're visualizing, seeing them, surrounding them with color of positive pink. I've had a lot of people tell me violet and purple. Now, I'm going to read you something really hilarious that I kept for that. Those of you who are putting that love around your relationship, they heal melancholy and hysteria and delusions with this color, alcohol addictions, and bring spiritual insights to people. You slow down an overactive heart. Now, why would you want to put that around someone you love? You're looking at them and you're violet and putting that around. So make sure it's pink, because we've had a lot of conflict over this through the last month here. And I love you guys in the United Kingdom. They have an approach which is good. But we've come to a terminology with our listeners from, you know, Janine's show and my show and all of our shows. If you guys are doing it, put unconditional pink around them. Because if you're putting violet around it, and it's if you think about it, it works on hysteria. Love is, I'm not saying you're hysterical to be in love, but if you're putting it around someone, aren't you kind of wanting to stimulate them? And it's like, we've been joking because I had a friend tell me, see, but it's magical. And I said, yeah, but what happens when the spell wears off? I mean, we've all had that where you kiss them and then you wake up the next day and say, wait a minute. You know? So just for those of you who are doing that light work and always doing the positive intent, never do anything that's going to induce someone else's intent. So if you're sending out light work around a love energy, make sure of it. We've got another one here on the work that wrote to me and says, this is Deanne, and she's writing on here letting us know that she had a reading here in January. You and your friend Dina wrote me a very beautiful email. Okay, that was me, Dina, but it's over. I did that to you. So, okay, and she's saying that that we wrote her and that she was very happy with the reading. She wants us to know she's living the time now, and yes, he does have a coonskin cap. Thank you very much. Bless you, and continue to make me laugh. Thank you. And it was, and Dina did read you over the radio. That's what you're getting, and I did do the email. Sometimes I do that out. I a lot of time encourage you guys to get the email reading, and we back in January we had a contest. Anyone who went in the room that day got an email reading from me that gave me their email. So I'm glad you're having a good time. He's got a coonskin cap. Keep us informed and blessings in California. We also are having a little bit of a silly energy here. So I want each and every one of you guys to really focus with me just a little bit, because we have a transition going on, meaning that the earth and the energies are working real fast. Dina saw him a little bit a while ago, and we've got a lot of light and other energies flying around here. So I want everybody to kind of visualize some light work out with us, visualize some work happening around, and that you're doing a balanced, relaxed energy for all of us, because what's going on is we're getting a little lightheaded here. So tonight, I'm sure that we've got a buzz going on. I mean, Dina, can you feel it?
Oh, my, that's what I said. All of a sudden, this energy went whizzing by, and my head is super light. Whoa, what happened?
I'm getting it, too, and it's about where I'm going to have to cut off of the clear water and just go to the tap water, and it's like the water's even making me feel fun. 724, if you're ready to come in with some drunk psychics, no, I mean kidding, some happy psychics, come on in, 724.
Hello.
Hello, you've already had a sip. No, I'm teasing you. How are you, 724? Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Pardon me?
You're okay. You wanted to?
Just whatever you give me, I like to know.
Oh, I love you. Come on in. We got a lot we know. No, I'm teasing. Give me your first name so your guys give me permission to read.
All right. My name's Carol.
Okay, very good. Carol, okay, and I'm going to, Dina, are you getting, or do you want me to go first?
Oh, you can go first. I'm still spacing.
Dina's over here now sipping, and we're all laughing. She's got an energy surge, and part of it is you, Carol. Part of it's what's going on. You said whatever we're getting around you. I get that there's someone on the other side that loves you very much. They're telling me that they used to dance with you. They're talking about you're a dancer. You danced?
Yes.
And they love you very much. And they're letting me know that you're just as magical as when you were young as you are now. And you are very much loved over there. This is a male. He's telling me that he is, he's on the other side. I feel he's passed.
Uh-huh.
And he's telling me that you're just not only loved, but he's who came in here. It's like a lot of angel work. He's also telling me you have a really good sense of humor, that you used to just like to see him laugh. It just made you feel good to see him laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And that you've raised children?
Yes.
And that these children are sometimes the most hilarious human beings. He's making jokes. He says that they're like you. They're unique and individual. I feel this is a husband. You're a widow?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's what's doing this other energy, and I thank him. Now that we know he's here and he's got us all buzzing, you should just come in, Carol. Where have you been? You're not going anywhere. You're staying with us now. We've got a keeper. You've got an angel here, and you've got some love going on. They're also telling me that I'm supposed to tell you that the other things with the financial is that there's some other income things that were invested or some money that's going to come through. There's something about the investments that's been real intense, and you've been – it's like I see you kind of headbutting, pardon the expression, with some people that aren't listening to you.
Uh-huh.
And they need to listen to you because he will come from the other side. They're going to listen to you. He's telling me that you're like cooler than butter. You know what I mean? He's just I love you from what he's telling me. You guys have still true love. This man, you were in love and you have it.
I know that.
Okay.
I do believe that.
I hope this is helping. You asked for what we're getting, and that's what they're telling me. Dina?
Well, yeah. Funny, because I'm following, and I'm seeing the same things as you're reading them. I felt like, yes, it was definitely your husband passed on. Is there initial R? Initial R. I'm seeing the initial R.
The middle name was initial R.
Yeah, because that's what it's showing me. Do you have two daughters?
Yes.
Yeah, he's showing that in one of them, I don't know if it's the oldest one, is having a little bit of trouble right now.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Well, he wants her to know that she just has to keep her head above water and everything will be okay if she can just keep her head above water. And to make a decision, she has to make a decision on something. Is what he's saying. And all she needs to do is once she makes a decision, she'll be doing better, and it will be okay.
Okay.
That's what he wants her to know.
Okay.
The grandson?
Yes.
Mm. And he's needing guidance right now?
Yes.
Mm. Well, someone...
It's okay.
Someone in the family is needs to help with this guidance, I guess it is, but they're having a hard time with it. So someone needs to reach out, even though this person's being difficult, needs to reach out anyway and keep helping. Keep guiding.
I will. And it will be
yeah.
I figured
it would be you. But so don't lose faith in that. It you're actually doing a lot of good.
I believe that. I really do.
Mm. Yeah. But you're put into this world kind of as part of your role is to be the giver or the gift for this family, the matriarch, the whatever. You know what I'm saying?
To keep it together,
that sort of thing. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, you are correct. She's correct on every single thing. Yeah.
We love her. Dita's been partying too much. We got her back working. Keep her here. Keep telling her that. She'll go out that door and have another friend out there letting me work all night. I know her.
I'm telling you, she's right.
Oh, cool.
I've known this for quite some time.
Well, thank you.
We love you listening in. You're one of our, I feel with the energies of this, I'm supposed to also let you know, when are you going to start helping again with this? You've been doing some kind of work here too. You've sensed stuff with people. You've always had a very good intuition of your own, Carol.
I know. I've been working on numerology and I've been doing a lot of meditation and I always have been able to know things. Just know them.
Yeah, that's why you're the gift to the family, because you just know. You know what everybody needs and everything. So you do it. You just do it.
I just do it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
For you. This person that you're talking about over there has always said that, I don't know what would happen without you, Carol, because everybody would fall.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And I'd say, well, I'm not always going to be here, you know.
right, yeah.
Well, blessings to you, Carol. Continue to follow. Please put in psychesgonewild.com. I'd love to have you be one of our winners. We can send you. And please, if you would like to try to be on as one of our people to come in and help. And we're having a night where we have people come in who want to read with us. And we're doing that on Sunday. So you never know. Put your name in. See what you'd like to do. And, Carol, I can see you come play with the wild ones.
All right.
Thank you, and blessings to you for calling in. We're going right on to the next thing. We've got 215. You're on live with Dina. How are you, 215?
Hi, how are you doing, Jethro?
Good.
Good. I was just looking for a general reading. Love life, moves, money.
What's your name?
My name is Susan. Oh, I'm sorry. Susan, I'm from Philly.
Susan from
Philadelphia.
Susan from Philly? Yeah, okay. That's what I thought you said. Well, what I'm feeling is that you're in the midst of change. You've had a chaotic year, is that true? Or in the past year?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, that's what it's feeling to me. A lot of chaotic energy around you. And you're in the midst of change, some good, some bad, but ultimately it's all good. But, you know, trying times. And so you're trying to get your life back on track, and you're trying to create some changes yourself. And you're partway there. But I also feel like there's a lot of frustration around you. Is that true?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you need to take some time. They're saying you need to take some time and just take some deep breaths. Sit back, take some deep breaths, because you have the answers to half of your questions. And so once you clear your mind, they're saying that your answers will come and doors will open. But right now, it's like doors keep slamming shut. And you just keep getting more frustrated. So you're creating this vortex of energy, is what I'm hearing, a vortex of, like, negative energy or swirling energy, so that it feels like you can't pick the right door. You just can't. But once you take and step back and be kind of, like, on the outside looking in for a little bit, things will start to come into play. Now, your love life. Now, it feels like you've had a not such good luck there. Is that true?
True.
Yeah. So you need to change that. You need to change why and how you're drawing in that not such good luck. And so this is what you're kind of working on, which is why you're kind of frustrated. So keep working on that, because you will once you switch that and change that and stop drawing in the same things or the same lessons, then I feel like something really wonderful is going to happen for you. But you have to believe that. The biggest thing for you right now is they're wanting to give you these lessons. Like, you have to start believing in yourself. You have to start believing that good things are possible, that good things do happen. And because it does, and it will. So once you set your energy to more positive, all these great things are going to come into you. Does that all make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. So keep, you know, keep the faith and just keep trying to be positive. Take those deep breaths and keep, you know, just changing. When you recognize something isn't working, change it. Take that deep breath and try to visualize how it would be better. And because I feel
it,
like
you, I think it would get really better if I move from the situation that I'm in. I was married for 26 years, and I woke up one day and walked away from my marriage because I was trying to work on it, and it, you know, two people don't work on it, it's not going to work, you know, and it's, I was working on myself, you know. And
right. Mm-hmm. So, that's all you're going to, that's what they're saying, you recognize and realize these things. Now you just, what are you going to do to change it? What are you going to do about it? So walking, you know, getting out of it is good, but now to not go back there is what they want you working on, to not draw in that and not go back there and think higher of yourself. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Now, would I be moving out of state where I'm at now, or would I be staying in this area?
I feel like you're going to stay there for a little while, but eventually down the road, within 2 years maybe, I feel like you do move. But right now, I feel like it's not the time to move yet out of state. But things will start to happen and doors will start to open so that you'll have the opportunity, but for different reasons than it would be if you moved right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you got choices to make and a life to get back on track, and that's exactly what you'll be doing.
Yeah, it's just so hard to do, you know, especially
it is.
My job is, you know, they just don't, you know, it's just hard to even. You know, with the hours back and stuff like that, will a job come towards me, or do I stay at the job that I'm at?
Well, these are part of the changes you're going to make. You're going to get yourself out there and make all these changes, and so that you will bring in a better job or a job with more hours or money. That's what I'm seeing. You will. These all have to take place. None of it happens overnight. Once you decide you're going to change your life, things will start to open and flow. That's what they're telling me to tell you. And it will be one thing, then another, and then another. And these will be changes for the positive.
Okay.
Yeah. So you just take those steps. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Have a blessing.
You too, and blessings on the fact of this other ability and the other energies that's coming into you at the end of the year. I can see you doing some of the psychic stuff. Definitely keep us informed, because you're one of us light workers, and you know, I like this. I can feel what they're telling me, that you're a little bit of us, not only a survivor, but obviously they're telling me a strong person for the light work.
A lot of people. I do tarot cards, and a lot of people tell me to take it farther than I'm doing, but. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. You know, I don't know. Sometimes you get stuck, you know, until somebody gives you a little kick in your butt, you know, to get you moving, you know.
I'm the kicker. I'm asking you. Come on in. Talk to us at psychesgonewild.com, and we'll get you in. Probably have you come on one of our days with, bring in some fun and have you read a few with us and enjoy it. I think it'd be a blast. Put in for it and let me know. Put your private stuff down. I never share it over there unless you want to have it out. And you could come on one of our Sundays and have me and Crystal LaFate and Kelly act silly with you and see how you feel.
Oh, thank you very much, Jethro. You know, you guys have a happy Easter and a blessed one at that, and I'll be getting in touch with you.
You too. Thank you for calling in. And we are rocking and a rolling. Those of you who keep calling in know that we're doing this. Did you know that Leonardo da Vinci proclaimed that you can increase the power of your meditation tenfold by meditating under the gentle rays of violet that are like found in church windows? I do know as a child that I used this energy. Those of you remember when we used to have Woolworths, and don't tease me because of my age, but when we had Woolworths, you could get these really big sheets of colored stuff that you could see through, and they put it behind your aquarium is what it was. It was the backing, and you bought a little sheet of it and used to buy it. And I went and bought green, and I put it on my window, and I would sit and meditate in front of this energy. And I thought I was really doing good. And then I found out part of it was I wanted my whiskers to grow. And to this day, you can all laugh, but I have this like Sam Elliott thing going on. I've got hair growing all over my face. But it's because I wanted it to grow early. And I was like 10, and my brothers all had hairy faces. We don't say that it was like 6 and 7 years ahead of me, but my older brothers, and I wanted it. So I did this with the green, and I know that it did work on the energy. I do know when I meditated with that energy coming through from the sun that it would do like a colored light. I'm changing the subject on you guys. I know that a lot of you guys want to do the readings, but we want to do a subject here a little bit. So talk with me, Dina. Have you ever played with anything to help induce your stuff? Can you tell us secretly? Over the radio.
I have a little. Yes, I call in colors, and naturally I call in the white light all the time. You know, the beautiful, loving, sparkly white light. That one to me is the best one. But I do a violet. I call in quite a bit when I meditate, and blues, violets and blues. I don't work sometimes with the reds and the oranges so much. You know, that being down in the root places, but I do a lot of violets, because it seems to bring in things, you know, it just does. It's like, whoa, this swirly sort of energy.
Very excellent. Those of you tuning in, you know, violet means esoterical, magical, elemental spirit, divining, prophecy, angels, psychic abilities. No wonder you do this with inspiration and meditation colors. Spiritual power, you know, and Dina, you're just a phenomenal person, and I love all of you guys. You always laugh because I tease everyone. We did have a couple emails who were a little bit upset that I went a little too far, and they want me to be a little kinder to my hostesses because they are not going to listen to our show again if I'm going to be abusive. So I don't know. I know. And I do apologize to you guys if that's abusive, because I do like to season. And Dina knows, she would tell me to knock it off in a New York minute and knock me out if I went too far. But what I love with you guys that are calling in is I never cease to amaze me in what is silly for me. And that I can't help. I do, you know, right now I'm wanting a pet skunk, and we're working on it, and we're going to have one, and we're going to get a little pink hairpiece. I want a white skunk that's albino with a little pink hairpiece with little pearls. And so those of you who are in Tampa know that we can't have them in pets in Florida. And I'm going to have a little skunk, and we're going to have her. She's going to be a female, and we're going to have her named, and then she's going to be there. So think of a name that Jethro and Kay can have for their skunk, and we're taking all clever names to psychesgonewild.com. Just on another trivia. We're going to go back, and I know you guys are like, okay, we waited. Well, we love you, but remember, to be able to get this, go to psychesgonewild.com and continue to support us by doing a reading, buying some healthy coffee, having a site. This is what keeps us all going. I love you guys, and I want to thank you for this American Federation certificate. It meant a lot to me. I want to thank all of you who did the Trusted Psychics. This is something I want to pledge to all of you. You will be getting these in emails. You will be getting it from me. Please put in Dina Flanagan. Last year, Dina was working with some other individuals on a site when all this happened, and we missed putting Dina in for the most trusted and loved psychics. I know from working with her that Dina rocks, and she's here tonight to prove it. And the next person that gets to find out is, 603. How are you, 603?
Oh, New Hampshire.
Hello,
603.
You didn't think I would ever stop talking. There's a lot of you who've been on since the beginning, like, this man won't quit.
Yeah, my name is Rita.
Wait, what part of New Hampshire are you from?
Milton, M-I-L-T-O-N.
Brockton.
From Brockton?
Milton.
Milton, New Hampshire.
Yes.
Yes, wow, up near me.
Good. Rita, I'm picking up a lot of energy with you around other individuals. They're showing me that you've been caring for somebody.
I've been caring. I've been trying to. I do hospice, and I've been trying to find somebody to take care of. But I have not found that person yet.
Yeah. Elder care?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, head just roll. I didn't mean to interrupt.
You know, you should be, Dina. I apologize. Ladies first, and I just jump. Rita, I like it. We do get to go wild, Rita. We love to help, and we sometimes fight over the people, and then she always wins because she's up in a bigger state.
She's female, so she ought to win. No.
Exactly. My grandma, my mom raised me right. Yes, you're right. And
I feel like... The phone's going. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's
yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I feel like that. It's been a little while since you've had somebody, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because
I'm not working anymore. I was working at the hospital, and I am not doing that anymore. I want to just go out on my own and see who
and
I
take
can.
Care of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, now, did you put your ad out, a flyer out, a card out, something like that?
No.
Well, this is what they're showing me you have to do. You have to create sort of, you know, like an advertisement, and then you will get some calls because there is a need for it from where you are or around where you are, but they're not finding you. They don't know how to find you. So you need to get something created, you know, a business card, an ad, something. And I feel like you'll have two offers come in, kind of like simultaneously, like right away.
Really?
But,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So, but you have to get, they're saying you have to get your name out there. You've got to get your name out there. That's what they keep saying to me, to tell you. And it's not too far from you. So, and you'll be able to, I think you're going to be able to do two people at once because I think they're going to be a part-time at first. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what I want. I don't want to jump into full-time.
Yeah, so.
But I do,
so
I have had numerous death and dying classes that I have taken, and I like working with people as dying. Don't laugh at me, but I do.
Yeah.
And I just have that special gift that I could sit in and slide right in with them.
Yeah, you do.
Because I've spent a lot of time with people that's dying, and the people just are afraid to jump in there and help them.
Well, right. My cousin does
what
you do.
All they want to do is just have somebody listen to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
and
necessarily
that's what it is.
Tell them what they're going to do, but just be there for them.
Exactly. Be there for them and have comfort in the last of their life and their days. And you do have that special gift. That's why I'm saying you just got to get it out there. And then once you get it out there and you have a few, then the word spreads. But you still got to get it out there. So then I feel like you'll be very good at it. It's just, this is the piece that's blocking you or stopping you when it really shouldn't have to be or need to be. So look for the right venues to advertise it. And like I said, and get the word around, spread the word around, and they'll stop coming at you. The offers will stop coming at you. That's what I'm saying. And you're going to be good at it. Yeah, so.
Wow.
So, yeah, definitely. That is your calling.
Yeah, it's too overwhelming to work in a hospital setting because you just can't do a one-on-one people with.
And there's
lots
so many
of times
rules.
They'll say, well, can you go do Reiki or go, you know, sit with this person? It's like, I got 10 people to take care of. I can't do it with one.
Yeah, exactly.
I would on my own have to say that or think about, oh, my other people are waiting for me, and here I am spending all this time on one person.
Yeah,
so that's
no,
what I wanted to do is get into this just one-on-one.
Yeah.
But I don't
this
feel guilty
your,
about
this. This is your calling. Yeah, this is your calling. You're going to help a lot of people. It's your gift.
And we bless you. And thank you, Rita, for calling in. We definitely, it's the first time reading you, and I can tell there's a lot of energy here with that, with Raphael. I'd like to, probably with you, I would have to read with a picture, an email, or look at something here, because to key in and get the definite times, I do know that the angels are working with you. They're telling me that you need to, also, as we were talking green here when I just was on this, they said you need to be able to do some kind of work where you're out putting the sun into your energy again. Make sure you're getting that male positive light energy into the energy, because the moon and the energy is working with you, and I've seen a lot of positive flow through you, spiritually light work, very angelic, and that for me to get times, I don't know, Dina might be able to do, if you get a chance to have a session with Dina, tell you when those times are coming, but I do see it's breaking. I'm just not picking up the time. So we thank you. Please keep following in, and we're rolling right along. We got a bunch of you guys. I know there's a lot of you, and you guys you're getting stomping at the feet. You're kicking at the bit. You're telling me names, but you got to wait a minute while we get to the next one. One question, guys. We love you. There's 15 minutes left of this wild show. 323, how about you and me and Dini? Dina, I got it. Don't rhyme, Dina.
No.
323.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Let me take you off speakerphone. Oh, my God.
Hi.
My name is Yvette, and I guess whatever spirit wants to tell me, is that okay?
Oh, yes. Yvette?
Huh. Do you have a dog?
You're allergic to dogs.
Uh-huh. You got to. You, what'd you say about a dog?
I'm actually allergic to dogs. I like them.
Oh,
but I'm allergic to them.
But that's good, because that's what it kept coming up. Something about dogs. Something about dogs. So that must be it's picking up the allergies, because it's like, whoa. Animals don't usually fly at me like that.
No, you're reading me. I'm over here looking at these puppies I want, and I'm not supposed to be doing. Sorry, I apologize. I'll be good now, and I'll go back to work. It's okay. Sorry.
That's hilarious.
You bet.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're both getting energy here. Let's look at this event. I apologize. I know you just want to hear what they've got, but I need to have a little more focus for the guys, because we've got about 54 people in the room right now, plus, you know, with the other people. And I know, and I'm trying to be good, but I have a Gemini rising, and I like to play fun. So what I'm doing here is, Yvette, I need you to give me an area you want to look at, because they're telling me that financially, you threw the banker out the window. They're telling me something here about it. They keep showing me, like, the Monopoly banker, like you're grabbing him, and you're, like, flipping him around, which I don't know if you means you're struggling with money, or your priority isn't money. I'm not sure why they keep showing me that.
It is. I've been focusing on money to, like, obviously manifest.
I love your guys, because they show me that little banker you see on there, like the boardwalk banker, and you're like flipping him around, and you threw him out the window, which tells me that you are manifesting and it is there, but there's something going on with that energy together. You called in tonight and we were talking about it, and that's why Dina's getting this other energy, and I apologize that she started, I won't be looking at puppies because Dina's nosy, but it's like, as we're looking over here, I know I can't have one yet, and it's like, Yvette, they're telling me that you are also strengthening up something here. That's why they're having me in between the energy. You and her, Violet's working together. Your manifesting's cooking, and that's what they said. Make sure with that what you've put out with the manifesting, that you've got all your stuff there. And by us sharing too much here, we're gonna put the light behind it. Sometimes Dina's done this before. She strengthened it up. Her and Pamela blew some circuits and stuff for me the last time I let those two have a show together with me. And so what we're doing is, you'll hear the energy going crazy. I'm kind of blocking her a little bit, because she's natural, but she won't be good. And it's like, I can feel what's happening with you, Yvette, is that there's something else happening with your energy, that you're going into an extra energy, and that's what they're saying. They said right now you're going to do the money, but your guides are wanting you to do this another level. Now, manifesting the energy, you read with your heart. They're talking to me psychically about you, Yvette.
That's very cool.
Okay. Is it all right to go there? Is that okay?
Yeah.
You are very strong, and you help others, but you try to put yourself to the back. You're at the back of the burner, and your angel says that you know very much. Yeah, you're allergic to dogs because of the wolf thing, and what you did before is you have something with this because of it, because of the fact that you got to be careful. You can't be the wolf this life. You've got to be the strong mountain lion totem. You've got to be able to get in there and work with the energy to help other people. Now, a cat is lucky, because that's how you are. You always land on your feet, but you've done some tricky stuff. You've took on a few people in this life that were not so nice. I feel like this past, there was a relationship, you spun him around. He still don't know what hit him.
Oh, my God. That's
Man.
Funny that you, and wow, it's pretty interesting how you're interpreting it. Yeah.
I apologize to you, but
I
my
appreciate
guys are,
it. No,
okay.
Yeah, very cool.
Whoa, you are very cool, and I thank you guys. This is, you know, this is live, and we do it this way. I know you guys are like, well, let Dina talk. It's just they wanted me to do this. I also feel kinship with you. I have a very strong totem that relates with yours. You're not one to mess with, and this is part of what this life was that you came into, and I see that this karma is going to break, and I see the purple is going to do the strength, and the violet's going to manifest, and I do see this other's going to happen, but you've got another ability that's trying to come through there. See, Dina's like that. She has like all these facets, and what they're showing me is this kaleidoscope of it. There's something about when you're dreaming or when you're in a state that you're still fighting with this life with that wolf. That wolf totem was a Native American on the other, and you're like, bring it on. I mean, you like when you're asleep, you're over there punching him one more time with feeling. I mean, whoa.
Yeah, that was Native. You're right.
Oh, man, you're not kidding, and you still are like, okay, we're going to just, you know, it's like you when you go to sleep, if he's, you two, you, it's still fight. They said it'll never end. Whatever happened, you two are like two magic people throwing from two mountains.
Oh, boy.
And Ellen, I hope, I mean, you said to give me what the guys are giving, that's what they're giving us.
Yeah, I didn't expect him to pop into my reading, but he does every now and then for whatever reason.
You. This life is. This is an intense life. You came back here with an attitude. You're like, okay, let's do it. You know, and you're not done yet. There's a few other men that's going to learn a little bit with you. There's also another lady there. There's something that keeps showing me with this woman that she's. I feel like she's part of your business, but she doesn't understand that she's really. Like she's trying to, I keep feeling like she's trying to, she was supposed to be bringing you people or helping you with readings or helping you with something metaphysical is the word I want to use. I say readings, but in our way, they show me that energy and they show me that she, sometimes you have to like kind of shake her up a little bit. You say stuff to her to kind of make her go, what?
But it's someone I work with, and she's not,
yeah.
she's out to lunch a little.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's you and her have a past karma together, and you have to kind of shake her up periodically just to see what's in there.
I know how to keep my distance, thank God.
Yvette, wow. You're just honoring. It's there, and I thank you. I hope we helped you. Definitely coming in for a time. We'll get a more of a stronger question, and you know, please follow. And Yvette, thank you for calling us on Psyche's Gone Wild.
Yeah, I'll call you next week. We have more time for me. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we give everybody the same amount of time. I apologize to you guys that call in. We got to go on to the next one. 215, how are you tonight?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. And this is Psychic Jethro and Dina.
I'm doing well tonight. How are you doing?
Trying to get everybody in. I have people going, we're going to call more. And it's like, no, call in and we give you what we got.
Okay, I hear you. I'll hear you. Okay, my question is, I'm going through a transition in my life, and I'm just wondering if you can just say something about the transition.
Your name?
My name is Ernest.
Ernest? Well, the transition seems to be a big transition, you know, like almost a whole life transition. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I feel like... I feel like you're picking and choosing the right things. You're on the right path. I feel like that this transition or this decision you had to make wasn't easy, but it is necessary. Is that true?
Necessary. I think I'm being actually pushed into the transition.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
yeah.
know if you would say that's necessary. I've been resisting it for quite some time, but I'm being pushed into it now. I can't resist it any longer.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. It's not easy, but it's necessary because it really is necessary. Yeah, you'll find that, like I said, it's not easy. You'll find that once you go through it, like going through it, you're resisting. It's not easy, but once you come on the other side, you'll be like, well, why? Why did I resist it so much? Because it will be better for you in the long run. So that's what they're telling you. It will definitely be better for you in the long run to not resist it so much, because when you don't resist it so much, it's going to be the outcome will be more positive, is what they're saying.
Okay. And would it be profitable?
It's going to take a little bit to be profitable, meaning there'll be a trying time or a testing time, but it goes along with what they say. When you come out on the other side, you'll be glad. You'll be like, why did I resist it? So after you come through this little phase where you're like, oh, God, you know, like, did I make the right choice? All of a sudden something's going to kick in, and it will be profitable.
Okay.
It will be a good choice. It will be a good thing. I'm feeling positiveness around it.
So I just want to be clear. So what you're saying is that I should just surrender to it and let it unfold.
Yes, definitely, because they're saying your resistance is what's holding it from having a better positive outcome.
Okay.
So if you let the resistance go, in the long run, it's going to have a better positive outcome. You'll see. That's what they're saying.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just go with the flow on this one and try to help it along. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're showing me. You have a very strong guide that's guiding you. Like it's like this hand coming down, like just kind of guiding you, pushing you along, wanting to push you. Like, you know, go for it. That's what they're doing. That's what I'm showing. They're showing me. Don't be afraid. Just go for it. Because from that is what I'm seeing. There's also another opportunity beyond that. Is that true? If this happens,
well, if I surrender to it, there are many possibilities.
Yes, that's
emerge
what they're saying.
From it. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, yeah. They're saying there's another opportunity, a possibility beyond that, and that's when the better money comes in. That's like I said. At first, you may be what they do, but the opportunities that come from it is where the money comes from, and it's better. There'll be more and more opportunities if you give into this and just go with it. And help it, not just, you know, like, okay, you know, if you have to help it along.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds very positive. I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And bless you. And thank you. And thank you for calling. We're going to put some prayers behind you. I feel like they keep telling me if you have a chance to read a little St. Michael, you know, just that archangel work, because you are, like you said, it's very much there. You are a very positive person, too. And we're going to send our blessings to you. I can tell what you're, it looks like you've had some really intense times, but it's like that's what the guys are saying, that St. Michael will help you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
We thank you, and we're down to the last few minutes of the show, and we love all of you guys. Dina, are you rocking or what?
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
It's just intense. We've got 3 minutes, and we've got two of you that have been on for a long time waiting since the show. It gets to be Binga, 209. You're on time, 209. How are you, 209?
I'm great, Jupiter. It's Pamela. How are you?
Pamela, you are so in trouble. No, I'm not. I'm great. This is a friend from school who is just like my best buddy. Pamela,
I'm going for work. They have the best soda drinks there.
You would remember because you were like probably over there with me when we were porking out. They were like, me and Pamela, we were the two that liked to just snack and joke around. Pamela, do you have a question for our Dina before they kick us out the door?
I don't. I just felt like I was supposed to call. So you tell me.
Ooh, you are. Ooh, you pulled in a good one. Give her your name and energy. We'll let our wonderful Dina read for you.
Pamela.
Well, hello, Pamela.
Hey.
I feel like you're at a good point in your life, or you're getting to
a
good point. Yeah,
I'm in
your life. Like, what's that?
Yes, I'm in a great place for sure.
Yes, that's what they're saying. They're saying like, whoa, it's like. It took a while to get there, but finally,
yes.
You know, that's
yes.
What I'm feeling. And so, and yes. I feel like it's just going to get better and better from there. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like you're choosing, they're saying you're choosing life.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're proud of you for choosing life because that's what they've been wanting you to do. And because you're choosing life, there's going to be a lot of blessings, I guess they're saying, blessings that are going to come to you.
Great.
And, yeah, and I feel like you're working with people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah, they're saying that is their, that's awesome to keep doing that because a lot of the blessings are going to come from that. Like, you're giving, you're a giver,
yes.
You're a helper, giver, yeah. And they're saying that that you're definitely sent here like an earth angel. Is what
yes.
They're saying. And so keep doing that work because a lot of blessings and a lot of miracle-type things are going to keep coming to you. And they're so glad you chose life because it took a while to get you there, but you're there. And they're saying, awesome, awesome job.
Yes.
And you've got a good positive attitude. And there's going to be several opportunities coming in for work that you want to do or something about a center. Do you want to work in a center, a creative center?
Yeah, who knows? I do. I work for a realty company right now, and then I do elderly care in the evening.
Yeah, well, there's something about that's going to come in, and it's not right away. It's going to be down the road. If you keep working with people, this opportunity is going to come to you.
Ooh. 40 seconds, ladies. I'm sorry, we got about 30 seconds. They're going to cut us off. It's like the old Dallas. They're going to give you a cliffhanger, Pamela. Call in tomorrow night or call next Thursday when we get Dina back. We in Wilder Than Wild, you guys. Thank all of you. Dina, say, tell everybody good night because it's hard to go out the door.
Have a great night, all.
Look on the site of psychicsgonewild.com on how to get readings by us. We want you guys to keep and loving us, and we love you. Blessings, and talk to you tomorrow night. Friday night gets wilder with Angela Bixby.